Democratic VP candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will attend events in the Phoenix area today, including a meeting with tribal leaders of the Gila River Indian community, before making his way to Tucson. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan says the Harris-Walz campaign knows the importance of Arizona's 11 electoral votes, but also how decisive the native vote can be.
In 2020, we watched it come down to Arizona, and I know how powerful the Native vote was in that election, and I anticipate that the Native vote will turn up and turn out yet again.
Indigenous people account for about 6% of Arizona's population, and while Native voters have typically leaned Democratic, Republicans are also aiming to engage them. GOP vice presidential nominee Ohio Senator J.D. Vance holds a rally in Tucson today, and early voters will begin casting their ballots in what's sizing up to be an extremely tight race. Voters in precincts on the Navajo and Hopi reservations in northeastern Arizona cast about 60,000 ballots in 2020, compared to just about 45,000 in 2016, according to the Associated Press. Flanagan calls it significant and says she's encouraging all Arizonans to vote early.
And it's really powerful. You turn up, you vote early, and then you can spend the rest of your time knocking on doors, calling people, and having conversations with your friends and relatives about the power of their vote, especially in Arizona.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to return to Arizona for the second time in 2 weeks to speak at a campaign rally in Phoenix Thursday evening. Former President Donald Trump will also make his way back to the Grand Canyon State on Sunday for a rally in Prescott. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.